Praise the Lord. Wow, isn't this a wonderful Father's Day celebration? Yes. Happy Father's Day to all you papas out there and those of watching, of course, on the live stream as well. We just appreciate every one of you. But I tell you, young people, this was awesome. Just awesome. Give the young people another hand. Isn't it just, it's phenomenal. I like that they all were stirred in their spirit. They didn't learn that from me. I don't know, you know. Thank God we can be tenderhearted, eh? And because life has its challenges, but Jesus is always our solution. He always is. So you don't need to be nervous. I was just looking at my watch, and I told Pastor Josh that I want to hear from the youth and the young people, and then whatever time's left, I'll teach 5, 7, 10, 12 minutes. But I've just decided I'd like to go about two and a half hours, because now I really have a lot to say. No. Hey, another one of our young people that you all know, Donald Korak, today right after the service is leaving for Costa Rica. Donald's from Costa Rica. He's going to go see his parents for a couple of months, and then we need to pray that he returns so he can continue to help us, particularly help me in Mutual Faith and, of course, all the work he does and part of the praise and worship team as well. So thank God for young people. God's raising up. We got great young people. This is good preaching, isn't it? This is real. What if I told you that I could give you an invitation to everything you ever wanted? An invitation to everything you ever wanted. You know, there's some cool things going on. Today is the final day of the U.S. Open a Golf Championship. It's a big deal for golfers. It'd be cool to have an invitation today to the final championship day. You know, a couple of days ago, an invitation to game 6 of the NBA championship. Wow, what a great, wouldn't it have been great to have an invitation and a ticket to that? You know, you think of invitations to weddings or different events, but what if you had an invitation to everything you ever wanted? It makes you think like, wow, what could I have access to? You know, most people who are in the Father's family, and this is the Father's Day, but really every day for the believer is Father's Day, because we can say, Abba, you love us, and we're blessed. But what if your Heavenly Father gave you an invitation to everything you ever wanted? Many times, I think we're all craving for the abundant life. We all want certain things from God. We desire to be blessed with this abundance of grace and abundance of mercy and abundance of His kindness toward us. So sometimes believers hunt for the blessings, and we really miss out what God wants to do in our lives. There's a lot of believers who are their chasers. They're chasing after things. But God's already positioned you for everything. He's given you an invitation for everything you ever wanted. You don't really have to hunt it down. You don't have to chase it like you're on the outside. You're already on the inside. You already are positioned properly. He wants to remind you now of what you have in Him. And so when you're established in the realities of what He wants to do for you, you can look at life completely differently. Let's go to our Bibles, if you have a Bible. Otherwise, they'll have some of these verses on the screen. Go with me, if you would, to Mark's Gospel, chapter 2. There's a cool story here, Mark chapter 2, about Jesus. I'll just read it here. It says, "And again, Jesus entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that Jesus was in the house." How many know it's a good day when you know Jesus is in the house? You know, when Jesus is in your realm, in your world, world, so to speak. It was heard. Somebody sometimes has to, you have to hear the right news to know what you have access to. And that's why gospel preaching is so important. That's why these camps or retreats for young people and older people are so important, because you can put yourself in a position to hear differently. We need to hear clearly. And Jesus said, you know, he said, you need to take heed what you hear, because what you hear will give you access to everything you've ever wanted. And so it was heard that Jesus was in the house. Now, Jesus, of course, being the living word, what do you think he was doing? He was preaching the word. He was giving an expression of a higher life, of an abundant life, of the glorious life the Father has for all of us. So verse 2, it says, immediately many were gathered together, so there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And Jesus preached the word to them. I love that. Jesus preached the word to them. If you're going to get an invitation to everything you ever wanted, you've got to hear right. And what you need to hear is the word. And you know, it's interesting, because sometimes this is what we resist the most, because we're busy. We're watching TV. We're busy with our jobs. We don't want to be Bible thumpers. We don't want to, you know, carry a Bible around and have to hear the word. You know, that's old school. That's boring. But no, Jesus was going to give them an invitation to everything they've ever wanted. But to get there, you got to hear the word. And this is why even the young people, and to have our young pastor, thank God we have a young pastor who can go on these kind of retreats and really invest in the young people and these young leaders that we have. God bless them. It's so rich. It's so powerful. But you know what they did? You heard through the testimony. They preached the word. They revealed the heart of the Father. They revealed the good, good God. They revealed the beauty of redemption. And you got to position yourself to hear it. This is why even coming to church, sometimes, I don't know if I want to go. Well, no, you need to position yourself to hear the word. And I'll tell you what, you come to Mission City Church, your pastor is going to give you a boatload of word. He's going to load you up with a revelation of Jesus. Give the Lord a shout for that, somebody. It's really good news. So to get an invitation to everything you ever wanted, you got to position yourself right. You got to be in the environment where the Spirit is speaking, where the word is being released. And this is what happened here. So it goes on in verse 3, and they came to Jesus, bringing a paralyzed man who was carried by four men. You know, this guy, of course, is paralyzed physically, but sometimes we're paralyzed in other ways. We're paralyzed emotionally. We don't know how to talk about things. We're angry about something. We're holding a grudge to somebody. We did something wrong. We said something wrong. People got offended, you know, and we're paralyzed. We don't know how to deal with people. And our whole world, our whole culture is paralyzed. Have you noticed? People don't know how to even have conversations. Everything's combative and confrontive and vicious and like, but we're paralyzed people. And to fix your paralyzed points of life, whether it's spiritual paralysis, you know, whether it's emotional paralysis, whether it's physical paralysis, where something in life or in your body doesn't work right, there's an invitation to everything you want, and we know what you want. You want to be free from the paralyzed points of your life. Jesus saw this guy who's paralyzed. He was born by four. Look at these brothers did. Look at what it says in the next verse. Verse 4, and when they could not come near Jesus because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where Jesus was, and when they broke through, they let down the bed on which the paralyzed guy was lying. Do you think Jesus was aware of what the guy wanted? What he was really after? Do you think Jesus knew, hey, this brother's paralyzed? Yeah, Jesus was aware of what he came for. He knew what he was after. But Jesus does something totally odd to me, totally strange. Look at the story goes on to say. Verse 5. When Jesus saw their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed person, son. That's what a father does. A father calls you a part of the family before you even understand that you're there. A father announces to you the truth about you before you've believed the truth about you. He says, son, your sins are forgiven you. Now, isn't that odd? Remember, I'm talking about an invitation to everything you ever wanted. What this guy wanted was to be healed. But what he got was something totally different. Jesus gives him an announcement that your sins are forgiven you. Let me ask you this. Did the guy ask for his sins to be forgiven? No. Did he confess all his sins? No. Did he repent of all his sins? No. Jesus made an announcement. This is what the gospel does. This is what the living word does. The word has a decree. The word is an announcement of the truth about you that can interrupt your thinking and make you change your thinking. You know, like Pastor Josh mentioned a week or two in this sermon about the different Hebrew word, or the Hebrew word for repent is like you go a different direction. You make it like a 180 degree turn. I think of our beloved founding pastor, Will Strong. He used to always do that on the stage. Those old timers, Bob Farr, you remember, Will Strong would talk about, Pastor Will, you know, when you repent, you're going one way, and you turn and you go to the other. And that's true. That's the Hebrew idea of repentance Josh was teaching us. But the Greek idea is metanoia. It's the changing of your mind. So this guy didn't make any difference in his lifestyle. He didn't make any difference about his thought life. He didn't make any difference about nothing, except he heard an announcement that your sins are forgiven you. What do you think that did? That adjusted his thinking. Like, you got to be kidding me. Can it be true? Can it be that I'm forgiven of my sins just with a decree? When Jesus announced to him, your sins be forgiven you, let me ask you a question. Were his sins forgiven? They were. Jesus made an announcement of what the Father had for him. But notice, Jesus did not give him what he needed, or Jesus did not give him what he wanted before he gave him what he needed. Let me say it that way. Jesus did not give him what he was after. He wanted to be healed. Jesus gave him what he really needed before he got what he wanted. What he wanted was to be whole from his paralyzed points in life. But here's the point I want to make to you today. An invitation to everything you ever want. You know the Bible says that God will give you the desires of your heart. You know the Bible says that you can say to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And if you just don't doubt in your heart and believe the things that you say, it will come to pass. You know Jesus said you can do greater things in this life than he did. Greater works than he did. I mean, Jesus gave these astonishing announcements. It's like an invitation to anything you ever wanted. But before you get what you want, God wants to give you what you need. And what you need is the revelation that your sins are forgiven. Because it gets you out of a life of sin consciousness. It gets you out of a life of always feeling not good enough. It gets you out of a position of always nitpicking yourself to pieces that I failed here, I failed there, I wasn't faithful here, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. And you pick yourself to pieces like you have to qualify for the Father's love, but the Father calls you son. The Father calls you daughter. The Father says to you, your sins have been forgiven. Believe it. Receive it. And when you do that, then you're ready for the announcements and to receive the announcements of the desires of your heart. Notice the story goes on and says this. When Jesus saw their faith, verse 5, your sins are forgiven, verse 6, and some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man speak blasphemes like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Do you know when you announce the beautiful redemptive work of Jesus? When you announce the finished work of Jesus, when you take communion at the end of each service at Mission City Church, and you drink the cup of blessing, you eat the body of Christ, and you announce to yourself, this is the truth of the gospel. My sins have been forgiven. My sins have been forgotten. Do you know when you announce these things to people, it makes people mad. It makes religious people, they reason in their heart. They get angry. You know, when you announce the fullness of the grace of God, because everybody wants to see people jump through hoops. Everybody wants to see people repent good enough and or whatever, confess their sins long enough or whatever. But that's not the Jesus pattern. The Jesus pattern was an announcement so a person can believe it
and live with the reality of freedom from sin consciousness and the beauty of what the gift of Jesus has done. And then the announcement of what you're really after comes forth. It bubbles up. It's available. And this is what happens in the story. Look at the next verse. It goes on to say, after the grumblers bellyached a little while, and verse 8 says, immediately Jesus perceived in his spirit they were reasoning among themselves. Jesus said to them, Why do you reason about these things in your hearts? What is easier, to say to the paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise, take up your bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man, Jesus, has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralyzed man, I say to you, arise, take up your bed and walk. See, that's what the guy wanted. The guy wanted to be healed. He didn't go there for his sins to be forgiven. He went there to be healed. But Jesus gave him what he needed before he granted what he wanted. God wants to grant you what you want. He really, really does. He wants to give you an invitation to everything you ever want. It's found in Jesus. But to get there, you got to be established constantly in the revelation. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. You can't back away from that. You can't back away from the truth that my sins have been forgiven and my sins have been forgotten. And nobody else is going to tell you that tomorrow morning except you. You got to remind yourself of that truth. That's why you got to get into the Word. You got to hear the Word. Heidi's been, my wife, she's been listening to different preachers we, you know, heard 40, 50 years ago a lot, it seemed like, in our life. You know, these old-time preachers, many of them are in heaven now, really, you know. But just to hear some of these old teachings and what established us in redemption and in the faith, messages, for example, like by Kenneth E. Hagin and different people she'd been listening to. And it encourages me because it's somebody proclaiming the truth of my redemption, of who I am in Christ. But this is what Jesus had for paralyzed people. So if you're frustrated today about your marriage, if you're frustrated today about just life, if you're frustrated today about our nation, if you're frustrated today about yourself, whatever it is, just chill, just calm down. Come into the presence where Jesus' word is being proclaimed. And hear an announcement that your sins have been forgiven you. And believe it and receive it, and then suddenly you'll hear the voice of the Lord being prompted, like by the Spirit of grace, over your life. Whatever you're after is granted. Rise, take up your bed. You know, the next verse says this guy, verse 12, immediately he arose. He took up his bed and went out in the presence of them all, and they were all amazed. And they glorified God, saying, no one ever has ever seen anything like this. Isn't that powerful? Jesus gave him what he needed before he granted what he wanted. God knows what you need. You need to know you're the righteousness of God in Christ. And this is what the Bible talks about. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. This is where in the writer of the book of Hebrews outlines five things of the new covenant. Look at this verse. Hebrews 8, verse 12. I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, their sins, their lawless deeds. I will remember no more. You should memorize that verse. That's what God says about you on your worst day. On your naughtiest day, this is your Abba's truth about you. And you adjust your thinking. And you rise up to new life to receive what God has for you. And live in the righteousness of Jesus. Live in the holiness of Jesus. It's a beautiful thing. Look at Ephesians 1:6 and 1:7. I like these verses. To the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved. This is what God did in Christ, put you and I in him. We are in the beloved. Verse 7, in him, in Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. We have it says. We're not looking for it. We're not chasing it down. We don't have it now and we lose it in a half hour. We have the forgiveness of sins. You have to live your life in the... Jesus will remind you of that when you go to him to get what you want. He will first remind you of what you need. You have to take your place in him and understand I am the righteousness of God in Christ. And I have, according to verse 7, the forgiveness of sins, and it's not according to my confession. It's not according to my repentance. It's according to the riches of His grace. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Listen, it takes the pain out of your life always trying to perform. That you got to perform for daddy to get the blessing, to get what you need, to get to be free from the paralyzed mindset, to be free from fear. Think about all the precious people the Father loves who are dominated by fear. My goodness, they're afraid of everything. And we can't live that way. Come back to the place, I'm the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. Come to the place where you have no more consciousness of sin. You're delivered. You're free. The wicked one has no more voice through you or in you or to you. And now you're positioned to gain whatever you want. To gain whatever you want. You can be free from the paralyzed pressures of fear and just all the things the world is gonna throw at you. It's an amazing thing. Go with me, if you would, to another verse that I like a lot. It's Matthew 23, verse 37. I've taught that to you before here, but this is a cool verse. Jesus speaks, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets, stones those who have sent to her. How often I wanted to gather you like, gather you, you and your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you're not willing. How often, Jesus said, how often I just want to gather you. I just want to gather you like a mama hen would gather her chicks, but you're not willing. An invitation to everything you ever want starts and finishes in Christ. And if Jesus is not in your equation, you're all alone. And I'll tell you, the sin life, the sin influence has a payday in those environments. But I tell you, in Christ, there's a preserve point where you're free from all the points of pain and paralysis that the enemy wants to give you. You and I have to respond to Jesus and do what He asks. Go with me to John chapter 12, verse 32. John 12, 32, this is what it says. If I'm lifted up, I'll draw, I'll gather everybody to me. This is a done deal. Jesus did it for everybody everywhere. This is the way the Father, this is the Father's opinion. He drew all judgment to Himself. He drew all people to Himself. And it's important that we feel included. And there are times in my life I feel very paralyzed. You know, relational things, my goodness, I've made mistakes, I've done things wrong, I've done things right and things are still wrong. You know what I mean? Whatever. We all have scenarios like this, but the good thing about the brokenness of my life or your life is we're smart enough to know we can't fix it on our own. And it causes us to rest in Jesus. It causes us to take our place in Him. And when I go there, I remind myself daily, my sins have been forgiven. My sins have been forgotten. All the brokenness, all the pain of the past, all the challenges, all the whatever. And you know what? Father, this is now what I need. And this is when the Father gives me what I'm really after, because I'm established in what He has for me, the truth of my redemption. Look at Ephesians 1:10. And this is the last verse I want to share. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, things in heaven and things which are on earth in Him. God really wants to gather you. And no matter how broken you feel, He wants you to take your place in Him. And the way He'll do that is when you pour your heart out to Him and tell Him what you are after. Take your brokenness and just set it down. Take the brokenness and the pain and the pressure in the problems of your life, and just plop it down. Just break through. Don't be ashamed, or you got to have some special prayer, or you got to feel good enough about yourself. Just go, Jesus, 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 I'm a mess. I need to sit with You. Turn on some praise and worship music like I do a lot, and let it flow through my mind. I sing the songs. I sing with my mouth in my house. In front of the TV, I had it on YouTube, yeah, just singing the little songs. You know, I remind myself the beauty of my redemption. And I say, Jesus, this is a mess. Breakthrough. He'll see your faith. He'll see your faith just when you show up. That's why when you show up at church, just pour out your heart like you did today so beautifully in worship. Just pour out your heart. Sing the song, even if you don't know it. Sing the song and say, God, I'm here. I didn't even want to be here, but I'm here. Fix the paralyzed points.
of my life. And you know what? He will. Isn't that good news? Give the Lord a shout. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good news. It's good news. Josh, why don't you come and lead everybody in communion? Let's pray. Father, these are your beautiful people. Friend, if you have a pain point, if you're paralyzed, just quietly tell the Lord, Jesus, I need help here. God, it's a mess. I'm in your presence today. I'm among my brothers and sisters. I'm in the Father's house, so to speak. The Word's here. The Spirit's here. Our hearts are moved. Our hearts are stirred. We're blessed. Jesus, help me to be established in what you want for me. The reality, my sins are forgiven. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Oh, Father, now give me, please, please, a healing and a breakthrough for the paralyzed things, the mess, the financial mess, the physical mess, the emotional stress my mind bears up with, the demonic voices that speak to me. I bind it all, Father, over the lives of these precious people in the name of Jesus. Let these beautiful, beautiful saints understand the love of the Father and carry the peace of God to their home and wherever they go this week. Thank you that you meet every need. You raise us all up. We arise in the healing and wholeness and blessing of Jesus. And Father, I pray for everybody watching on live stream as well, for each home to be blessed abundantly in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
Amen.
God bless you all.